From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. People in more than a million homes and businesses across the northeastern U.S. are enduring the latest winter storm without power. More than 300,000 of them are in New Hampshire alone. Public service spokesman Martin Murray warns relief won't come anytime soon.
We're telling those customers without power today to expect it's going to be at least several days, perhaps longer, to restore power.
Hundreds of flights are canceled because of heavy snow and strong winds in the Northeast. Days after the death of a SeaWorld trainer in Orlando, CEO Jim Acheson says killer whale shows are back on, but with one notable change.
We will resume performances of our killer whale show, Believe, tomorrow at SeaWorld Parks in Orlando, San Diego, and San Antonio. But our trainers will not enter the water.
SeaWorld is still reassessing its trainer safety rules. New York's embattled Governor David Paterson is expected to speak publicly this afternoon after a flurry of reports indicated he would drop out of the gubernatorial race. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt reports on Paterson's struggle to keep his Democratic support base from eroding.
Governor Paterson's campaign was already on life support. He was suffering from chronically low poll numbers, a shortage of campaign cash, and a lack of backing from fellow Democrats. Now Paterson seems poised to pull the plug. Furor has been growing over a New York Times story that said the governor may have meddled in a domestic violence case against a top Paterson aide. Once Paterson is no longer running for governor, he could have an even harder time winning support from the legislature to close a looming budget gap as